is exactly what I listen to when I need to be free from anxiety. When listening to these powerful words, don't resist. Take a deep breath, relax, and let all judgment go. These words must be heard before bed and have the power to change the way we perceive life. And that is the first step towards total freedom from what afflicts us. In a deep sleep, we keep in touch with our subconscious mind and with a state of oneness. This deep state of consciousness can connect us with a universal intelligence, but we are generally unaware of it. This intelligence has the power to give us the necessary insights to create the life we want, rest the soul, and create our own experience of joy and bliss. All you have to do is close your eyes and listen. All manifest life seems to require a period of sleep, of calm, in which to gain added strength, renewed vigor, and for the next manifestation or awakening to activity. This is the march of all progress, of all manifest life, in waves, successive waves of activity and repose. Waves succeed each other in an endless chain of progression. Swami Vivekananda. We are what our thoughts have made us. So take care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live, they travel far. We are what our thoughts have made us. So take care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live. They travel far. Fill the brain with high thoughts, highest ideals. Place them day and night before you, and out of that will come great work. Fill the brain with high thoughts, highest ideals. Place them day and night before you, and out of that will come great work. Anything that makes you weak physically, intellectually, and spiritually, reject as poison. Anything that makes you weak physically, intellectually, and spiritually, reject as poison. Talk to yourself at least once in a day. Otherwise, you may miss a meeting with an excellent person in this world. Talk to yourself at least once in a day. Otherwise, you may miss a meeting with an excellent person in this world. Relationships are more important than life, but it is important for those relationships to have life in them. Relationships are more important than life, but it is important for those relationships to have life in them. Where can we go to find God if we cannot see Him in our own hearts and in every living being? Where can we go to find God if we cannot see Him in our own hearts and in every living being? You cannot believe in God until you believe in yourself. You cannot believe in God until you believe in yourself. The world is the great gymnasium where we come to make ourselves strong. The world is the great gymnasium where we come to make ourselves strong. All the powers in the universe are already ours. It is we who have put our hands before our eyes and cry that it is dark. All the powers in the universe are already ours. It is we who have put our hands before our eyes and cry that it is dark. When an idea exclusively occupies the mind, it is transformed into an actual physical or mental state. When an idea exclusively occupies the mind, it is transformed into an actual physical or mental state. Who is helping you? Don't forget them. Who is loving you? Don't hate them. Who is believing you? Don't cheat them. Who is helping you? Don't forget them. Who is loving you? Don't hate them. Who is believing you? Don't cheat them. Arise, awake, and don't stop until the goal is reached. Arise, awake, and don't stop until the goal is reached. These are the golden rules for life that I have learned from Swami Vivekananda.